and welcome to Jumpstart Now, the only show that teaches you how to jumpstart any business with just 1,000 rands. Today, I'm out here in Midrand's Ndofaya in Schiller Street, where I'll be meeting two friends who've been together for the past 14 years, and they have decided to jumpstart their business selling food right here in the township. Let's see what they're all about. Hey, Thomas, gents. Ninja. Migrant. Hey, Thabo and Mpumi.
Yeah.
The owners of TMG Fast Food. Tell me about your business, Thabo. Where did it all start?
It started from since 2014. Mm. I've been with Mpumi, my partner, and we started struggling. Actually, we are struggling even now. Mm. All we need is funds.
So guys, tell me, why did you guys choose to get into fast food? Tell me what TMG is all about and why you guys decided to get into fast food. I mean, there's so many other businesses that you could have opened in the township. Why this particular one?
To start this business, actually, we've been working on franchising, and we've been working on myself. I worked at Space.
I did work
at McDonald's, and then after, you know, these people, they pay a lot, a little. So then we decided that actually, but if you can open our something, you understand? That's when it started.
So what did it take for you guys to start? Like, what did you need to say, okay, we're going to the shops, we're buying these things, today we're opening
this? Yeah, firstly, we have to buy equipment first, and equipment is expensive, né? And you have to advertise your business, and it's hard sometimes. People, they are not always buying, and you know, business is always a challenge.
So what are some of the challenges that you guys experience out of selling your food right here in the township?
So far, the challenge is that we have the short of equipment. Yeah, equipment is a bit of challenge because it's expensive, you see. Mm. Yeah, that kind of thing. Actually, the market, we've been on the right page, been doing well. It's just that, the money for equipment.
Even the transport, it's cost us.
Yes.
Yeah, we need transportation so that things can be simple for us.
How is the response from the market? I mean, you guys, Nisekasi, there's a lot of school children coming out from school, coming to buy, maybe even in the morning, just a quick breakfast. What's the response like with the support that you're getting from the community itself?
Actually, there are many businesses around our location, and that's why we are struggling a lot, because this competition is too high. You see, you have to sometimes decrease the prices, you see, and you are losing. That's our challenge.
So, okay, guys. What exactly do you guys sell? Take me through your menu and tell me what's the main speciality when people say we are going to TMG.
Sinebega, and of which is awesome. Special wrap from beef to chicken. Special ribs and cheese.
Chicken,
almost everything.
Yeah.
We actually also have a starter. For the ones who come in for the sit downs, garlic roll, those kind of thing.
Now, you guys have a lot of experience from working in fast food and those kind of retail stores. What experience did you guys gain from working in those outlets that has now helped you guys in this business?
Oh, it actually helped us a lot. Yeah, a lot. Mm. Just understanding the day to day business kind of thing. Yeah. Mm.
So how does this business help you and your family from day to day?
Day to day. As long as my child is always going to school, paying the school fees, transport, it helps buying food at home. Mm. Yeah, it helps a lot.
So you're able to be a breadwinner with this business?
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, deviation, it cost us a lot. Because sometimes you are not selling and things are expiring and we have to throw them away. And it's killing us, and it's our profit.
If I'm sitting at home and I really want to know how to start this business, what are all the things that I would need in order to start a fast food business like the ones that you guys have started?
Definitely you must have money, just a bit of money.
Okay.
Yeah, so that you can be able to buy equipment.
Okay, so it's equipment?
But nice equipment, transportation. And from what I know, it seems like research is a heavy emphasis that it's going to be.
Mm.
Market yourself, see. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, the other thing is just to know the environment that you want to open the business. Yeah. Mm. Must always be a place whereby so many people
pass. And you must get a busy place.
Oh, for people to buy.
Yes. So people so that they can buy.
Okay, guys, so in the future, what can we expect from TMG? I'm sure you guys have got big plans. You want to grow this into a big restaurant. What plans do you guys have for this business?
Actually, it's to grow the business, you see. Yeah, it's to grow the business and make sure that, yeah, we reach the standard actually where we want to see ourselves. And like maybe, let me say, in 3 years, 3 to 4 years, yeah, just to see ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right, we want to employ people actually, yeah. That's our strategy. Mm. Give us people a way to create jobs to others. Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for inviting us into your business. I really now want to put it to the test. I hear you guys make a lot of nice dishes. Let's go inside and let me see what TMG is all about. Let's go.
So here's how you can jumpstart your fast food business with 1,000 Rand. A two-plate stove will cost you 150 Rand. A second-hand bar fridge will cost you 500 Rand. 1,000 styrofoam plates will cost you 200 Rand, and two pots will cost you 150 Rand, giving you a total of 1,000 Rand.
Ah, this is my lunch. Guys, thank you so much. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy this.
Okay.
And all the best with your business.
I will.
I definitely will enjoy. And that's all we have for you this week right here on Jumpstart. You saw Thabo and Mbumi with their TMG fast food, jumpstarting it with only under 1,000 rands. I'm sure you can do the same. And I hope you learned some few tips out of this business. Until next time, I'm going to enjoy my lunch. Goodbye.